The Beekeeper by Geraldine Brown Sagers. Written in 1936 for a college theme. A low humming and buzzing was the only sound to be heard in the bright summer afternoon. Turning one's eyes to the place from which the sound came, one saw beehives, about a dozen rows of bright painted hives making the bee yard look like a big flower garden. These bright little homes were flanked on the north by some knotty, gnarled apple trees, whose life was almost over. On the east side were young peach trees with tiny green fruit peeping from under each leaf. On the west, a high board fence provided the bees some privacy. Finally, the south side was jealously guarded by a lone pear tree, a tree which took pride in producing the first ripe pears of the community. So peaceful that he seemed almost a part of that quiet, though extremely, busy life around him, was seated the old beekeeper in an old rocking chair under the pear tree. Though his hair was gray, his face lined with wrinkles, and his hands knotted and shaking, the vital spark which makes youth still remained intensely burning in his calm, level gray eyes. It was apparent that the beekeeper was watching the work of the busy little creatures, who seemed to fascinate him. His thoughts followed every bee, knowing their lives so well, from the yet unhatched brood with its pillow of food, to the busy bees who wore out their wings after about a month of hard work, and were left alone to die. Through most of his life, this man had been a beekeeper. First, it had been just a side issue, for while rearing his family he had worked at many things. His other interests were almost gone now, so he was happy and content in working with his bees. It seemed as though he found inspiration in watching the busy little creatures. He had obtained a valuable philosophy of life from these bees. As the days of summer grew longer, the old beekeeper knew from his feebleness that his days were growing less. More and more hours of the summer days he spent in the old rocker, until as the bee, who has spent its life in toil, always serving others, folds its wings and dies, so the beekeeper lost the spark of life from his feeble body. The bees still hum and buzz. The apple trees on the north, the peach trees, with ripe fruit now, on the east, the fence on the west, and the lone pear tree on the south, still hold their places. Even the old rocking chair, though covered with dust, is in its place under the pear tree. The spiders have woven a protecting surface of cobwebs, as if to preserve the place for the old beekeeper, whom they do not realize, nor understand will never come back again, to watch his busy little companions at work.